the soldiers.
Yes, out of the forest came the prince and the soldiers, and we're back now again with the princess story. And the prince looked down at the little girl lying on the beach, completely exhausted. He stood over her and he thought she looked like one of the enemy. So he ordered the other soldiers to lift her, tie her up, and carry her back to the castle in case she was a spy on Princess Island. The princess was captured again, tied up, and she'd hardly even woken up. The princess's eyes opened, and she saw that she was surrounded by a whole lot of soldiers. All of the soldiers had spears and swords and shields, and they looked like they were ready for war. And in the middle of them was a tall, dark prince. He was obviously a prince because he was wearing a yellow trousers. And princes on Princess Island always wore yellow trousers. So she knew that he was different from all the others who wore pink trousers. All the soldiers on Princess Island always wore pink trousers, and princes wore yellow. That's how you knew that somebody was a soldier and how they were a prince. What do you think of that kind of color scheme?
Yeah, yes, but then why doesn't she sneak into her room and put on her pink clothes?
I told you a lot of things had happened in Princess Island since the princess disappeared.
Wait
till you hear what happened.
What about her hedgehog?
What about her hedgehog? A very good question. Was her hedgehog even still there? Had her hedgehog jumped on the next shark and tried to get away from the island as well? What had happened to the hedgehog? That's a very good question. I wonder.
I think it would be better if the princess brang her hedgehog.
If she wanted her hedgehog?
Brang.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I have no idea about what happened to the hedgehog. Oh, why didn't she remember to bring a waterproof suitcase? Then she would have been much better off. But as it was, she only had torn and tattered clothes. She was almost like Cinderella was before the arrival of the fairy godmother.
Does Cinderella have a fairy godmother?
Well, you know about Cinderella's fairy godmother, don't you?
Then does this girl have a fairy godmother?
You just have to wait and see. There could be some surprises coming around the corner, but at the moment, the princess was completely and utterly immobile. She wasn't able to move. The only thing she could actually move were her eyebrows.
And her mouth.
Oh, yes, they hadn't stuffed something into her mouth to stop her talking. In fact, she didn't speak at all, and they thought that she was a person who had no voice. They carried her, tied up. They strung her up between poles, one arm tied to one pole, another arm tied to another pole, one leg tied to one pole, another leg tied to another pole. Completely unable to move she was. They were actually afraid of her. They thought that if she woke up, she would turn into a fierce, raging monster of a child, and that she would tear them apart. They were glad that they had a lot of soldiers. There was safety in numbers. They were quite sure that if it came to a fight, they would have to give their very best against this fierce-looking waif of a girl.
I thought that she looked lovely when she was teared up.
Yeah, when she was back in Princess Island, and she was the princess there all the time, even though she was being completely irritated by all these silly princes, she was beautiful, and she did have beautiful dresses, and she had things like tiaras and stuff like that. But now, look at her now. Nobody knew that she was a princess. Nobody knew what she was, and they were terrified of her, and they carried her through the forest. The prince was as scared as anybody else. That's why he had so many soldiers with him. The prince,
the young one.
The prince was young, tall, handsome, and scared. He had a sword, but he hardly knew how to use it. Oh yes, straight into the forest they went. As soon as they got into the forest, there was a commotion, a massive commotion, an explosion of sound, a cacophony of noise, cawing and cooing and tweeting and all those kind of sounds. And do you know who those sounds came from? Guess.
The worm?
No, not the worm. Absolutely, the parrots, the parakeets, all the birds in the forest exploded into song.
Why?
And gossip. Why? They knew that something very strange was being carried through the forest.
And it was a princess.
They knew it was the princess, but the soldiers did not. They knew that the princess was back. The birds went wild. Absolutely excited.
Why didn't they pick off on the princess?
Why didn't they pick up the princess?
Why didn't they? Why didn't the birds go up with their beaks to free the princess?
We're in the tunnel. Well, the first thing is the birds were surprised. They were in shock and excitement. They hadn't got time to plan their attack. They hadn't got time to plan how they would get the princess free from these horrible soldiers. The princess was awake. She heard the sound. She knew that the birds knew that she was back. But she was very careful. She didn't say a single word in case the soldiers would realize who she was, because she had no idea what had happened on Princess Island while she was away. She had no idea, even if her mother and father were still alive and if they were king and queen still of Princess Island. And she was beginning to be afraid that something terrible had happened to her family while she was away. And on the soldiers marched. On they went, past huge trees, little trees, bushes. Even the snakes came out to watch them walk past. Even the snakes. And I've never told you about the snakes in the forest on Princess Island. The snakes on Princess Island are nice, friendly snakes. They wrap themselves around your leg and give you a cuddle. They don't bite you and stick poison into your body and kill you, or try to squeeze you to death like some other snakes. No, the snakes on Princess Island
are
cuddly, wuddly snakes. They're the best. They're the kind of snakes that even Mummy would like, do you think?
No.
Do you think she wouldn't even like them?
I don't think so,
Are rattlesnakes poisonous?
Yeah, the ones with the rattles on their tails.
Well, the rattlesnakes are really nice for babies because babies can play with their rattle, aren't they? Babies like rattles.
Are rattlesnakes poisonous?
Yes. But rattlesnakes are more than poisonous. They have fierce teeth. And do you know what the teeth of the rattlesnakes are called? They're
fangs.
Called... What did you say?
Fangs.
Fangs, yes. How did you know that?
Oh.
Have you ever had a fang stuck into you?
No.
So how did you know?
Well, I am a vampire. I do have fangs.
Oh, yeah, you are a vampire, aren't you? And you have fangs. Well, rattlesnakes have fangs.
Makes the fangs, but I don't really want to do it in public. I'm doing it.
No, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, you don't want to be doing that in public. You wouldn't have too many friends, would you?
No. Okay, Dad, get on with
it. Yeah, back with the story, back with the story. So, the little snakes were very, very excited. Every creature on the island was excited because you know how creatures, they talk to each other, right? The word was everywhere. Every single creature on the island knew the princess was back, except for...
The soldiers
and the
prince
and the all the human beings. Everybody knew except the humans.
But the princess knew.
The prince, ah, of course. The only person who knew that she was back on the island was herself. So, the next thing that happened is one of the parakeets flew right up in the air, straight up high, and crashed into another bird that was flying past. Just bashed into it. And do you know what bird the parakeet bashed into?
The eagle.
Correct. The eagle. The eagle was back. The eagle heard that the princess was back. And the eagle gave a little dance in the sky. Quietly. Over to the side, away from everybody else, the wise old eagle knew that the time had come for the final reckoning. It was time to sort out Princess Island for once and for all. And that's the end of today's chapter.
Please, I'm really curious. Please, just a little more.
No, we'll have another chapter later on today. Well, look, it's very hard now because we're coming to the Kinsale Roundabout and you'll just have to hold on. It is, but I'll tell you what, this story will run and run, you know? There's plenty more to be found out about Princess Island, you know? It isn't just today. There's a lot more to come. And you thought it was going to end when the princess was fighting the dragons?
Yeah.
Yeah? But no, there's a lot more to this story than meets the eye, you know. Say goodbye.